Hi, this is Chris Darrow, creator of the 250th Fox. It's a new podcast that follows the adventures of a group of Imperial Guard in the Elysian 250th Drop Troop Regiment. This is a brand new podcast, and I've never done something like this before, so if you want to help in any way, like music, or sound effects, or script ideas, or even voice acting, feel free to contact me at cd9114a@gmail.com. A big shout-out to the Redditors who suggested creating this podcast. I'll post the original thread below. But for now, sit back, relax, enjoy the 250th Fox, and thank you for listening. Start Vox Log 1. This is Garbin Yori, 5th Company, 3rd Platoon, 4th Squad of the Elysian 250th Drop Troop Regiment. Whole squad's been asked to keep these Vox recordings by the cadet commissar who's been attached to our squad. Says it's to make sure there's no heresy brewing or some shit like that. Well, I hope you enjoy probing my thoughts, buddy. They're all yours. Let's see what's happened today. The regiment was finally put together, and we're taken off in a few hours once the last of the Sentinels and Valkyries get loaded. Listen to the company captain speak for a little bit. He gave us our general orders. We're being sent to help in the invasion of Varun, some orc-held world. There's a war boss there who's got quite a force growing, and the higher-ups are worried he's going to try and make a move on some nearby Imperial systems. There's already a hell of a lot of guardsmen there, but it's been a stalemate for a while now. Our job is to tip the scales. Each one of our companies has been assigned a target, one of the war boss's top officers. We're supposed to drop in, take out the officer, and hopefully get out before the war boss even knows what hit him. As soon as the last of our targets goes down, the other regiments can move forward and push their advantage. After that, it's up to the first company to take out the war boss. Thank the Emperor I'm not with them. But that's all we got for orders. What else do you want to know, Commissar? Guess I'll talk about the squad a bit. At the forefront, we have Sergeant Shornak, our fearless leader. Shit, am I allowed to make jokes like that? Is there a rewind switch on this, or... I guess not, whatever. Anyways, he seems like a good enough guy. Definitely a good fighter. I've heard he's a pretty great tactician, too. Only problem is this is his first time in a position of command. Odds of us coming out of this one were already slim enough. This definitely doesn't help. After him comes Corporal Volton. I've seen his face a million times in my other deployments. He's the grizzled old war vet, the scarred old man who's seen it all and doesn't have anything left out of the war, not afraid of anything. Seems like a shitty way to live, if you ask me. Anyways, where the sergeant brings a fresh face to leading the squad, Bolton brings all the experience. He says he's fought with Shornak before and would trust him with his life any day. Which I guess is a good thing. I'll take his word for it. Third in our squad is Vox Officer Jomel. Now, I don't know what kind of joke the company's trying to pull on us, but the guy looks like he's never even seen a gun before, let alone fired one. Let alone had one fired at him. I asked the sergeant if this guy's been in a war zone before. Nope, he hasn't. Apparently, the Vox officer we were supposed to have died before his transfer orders came through, so we got stuck with this slab of fresh meat. He said I shouldn't be worried about it because he's real good with the Vox, but when it comes down to it, I don't want to trust my life to someone who doesn't know one end of a las gun from the other. Last of the officers, we have the great and wonderful Cadet Commissar Quirlin. What amazing things can I say about you? I really feel closer to you, knowing that you're going to be going through my thoughts. If I'm going to be serious for a second, though... seem alright. Don't say much, but he's definitely composed, and he's not half as crazy as most other commissarial officers I've seen. Just as loyal to the Imperium as the rest of them, so I know I can rely on him when the orcs show up. After all them, we get to us regular grunts, the unsung heroes of all this shit. First up is our weapons specialist, Guardsman Norrell. He's probably the most laid-back guy in the squad, which is great and all on a friend, but it makes me more than a little nervous to know he's handling our plasma gun. He's definitely closest to normal, though, out of everybody, so I feel like I'll be getting along with him pretty well. Next, we have Kobol. Girl's almost as laid back as Norrell is. Not as chill, but she's definitely someone else I know I can trust. Then there's Walfo, who looks like he's about to have a nervous breakdown any minute. He says this is his last deployment, and after this, he'll be able to prove to his girl back home that he's not a coward. Maybe he'll raise a beautiful family and grow old, and they'll get buried next to each other and all that shit. Honestly, I'm worried about how he's gonna act when we get deployed. He says he's trying to prove he's not a coward, but some people just aren't meant for the bravery thing. Next, we have Gil, who definitely has some sort of trust issues. I talked to the whole squad because I figured we should know each other a bit if we're gonna fight together, but she just wasn't having it. She shot down every word I said, which I really don't get. I mean, if we're gonna risk our lives together, I'd like to at least know what your favorite color is. Second to last is good old Guardsman Hope. I think he had a few too many hits to the head in training or something, because he couldn't care less. Not talking like the way Norrell and Cobalt do, I got the feeling the guy has no fear of death. Terror, the way he talks about it makes it sound like he almost wants it. I mean, yeah, I want to fight next to people who aren't gonna run as soon as they see an orc, but I don't want someone who looks like they're just gonna drop their gun and get into a fistfight with the war boss if he sees him. Last, but definitely not least, is yours truly, Guardsman Yori. Served 2 deployments in regular regiments, this will be my first run with the drop troop regiment. My favorite color is, of course, purple, and I love the Emperor more than anything. You got that, Commissar? Anyways, I could say I'm damn glad to be fighting the orcs again. I was up against them in my first deployment. That was fun. First time I saw a space marine, too. Probably more scared of them than I am of the orcs. We were sent to escort some governor or something out of a war zone into a pickup zone. An entire regiment, all of our lives on the line, just to protect his. Well, the orcs saw a column leaving. I don't know if they knew why, if they knew the guy was important, or if they just wanted to get to us because they thought we were retreating. Every couple minutes, I'd turn around and see how the line that I'd stayed behind was holding. They were getting torn apart. 3 regiments, hell, they had a Bane Blade. When the orcs charged, they just overwhelmed them. They rushed across no man's land without a care in the fucking world, even as they were getting mowed down. Pretty soon, they were in the trenches, just tearing apart the guardsmen. I'd fought beside those men and women for a couple weeks, and just like that, they were all wiped out. We could hear the screams from where we were. We knew they'd get to us before we reached the extraction point. Well, the captain was new to his job, and we all knew he had no idea what he was doing. This was supposed to be an easy first mission for him, just get his feet in the water. It wasn't supposed to be any thinking to it. Get the VIP, get him to the extraction zone, that's it. When he realized the orcs were gonna catch us, he started thinking a little too much. One by one, he'd tell a couple squads to stay behind, buy some time. Condemning them to death by holding them behind in such small numbers, but he didn't want to risk taking too many men away from the VIP. Eventually, my squad got called over. Now that was true fear. Not seeing the orcs charging, not getting shot at, but being told in such a calm voice, "You, stay behind, buy some time." He was sentencing us to death and he didn't even break a sweat. Now I know all those higher-ups stay calm because they have to weigh the lives on the line, but he didn't even sound human. And I'll be honest, I thought about running. I'm sure every man who got those orders did. There was a commissar in the back of the comm who had a pistol in his hand, just waiting for someone to try it. 2 other squads stayed behind with me. 30 men against an orc force that could fight its way through 3 regiments and a Bane Blade. Got into the positions as best we could. We started firing as soon as they got in range. Killed off as many as we could. We actually stopped them for a minute or two. Not because they wanted to stop moving or they were scared, because one of our grenade launchers got the lead truck's wheel stuck, and made it spin out blocking the road. War boss's truck couldn't get through. Got a bit of hope then. Like maybe we could fall back now, we bought some time, we can get back to the regiment and we can get extracted with everybody else, but then we got new orders over the Vox. Another group of orcs had taken over the extraction point out of sure luck, and the VIP and what was left of the regiment had been forced to retreat into a nearby office building. They said help was on the way to pick him up, we just had to hold that building. Our new orders were to regroup with the regiment, as many guns as they could get. Well, we fired off a few more rounds and hightailed it out of there, just hoping we weren't caught by the orcs. Honestly, looking back, it's times like those that you realize it's every man for himself out there on the battlefields. As soon as we left cover, some of the orcs took off after us, not wanting to wait for the truck to get moved. It's almost funny, I don't think I was afraid then. I mean, I must have accepted the fact that I was gonna die, because I felt no fear. I just ran and ran and watched as men to the left and right of me fell to the orc gunshots. We were lucky it was orcs chasing us, to be honest. If it had been those Tar Eldar or anybody with any discipline, we would have been shot dead as soon as we left cover. But instead we were lucky. Out of the 30 of us that had been told to stay back and hold the line, 13 made it back to the regiment, and they weren't faring any better there. Just after we had arrived, the orcs that surrounded the building were working on breaking in. They did, pretty quickly, and we slowly fell back, level by level, working our way up the building. Our numbers kept dwindling. I just watched as my squad mates die in front of me, one by one. Soon we barely had enough men to put together a single company. We were holed up on the last floor before the roof, watching the two stairways down and shooting out the windows. I was running to grab some ammo, which we had stored near the stairs to the roof. Bent down to grab a few clips when I heard what sounded like something hard landing on the roof. Happened a few more times and I turned to call over for help. The door burst open and it clipped me and I went down hard. I turned and aimed my las gun to see a giant standing over me. But that's enough for now. I don't like thinking about it. I'm off to catch some shut-eye. Training starts tomorrow and I want to be fucking bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Now you have a splendid evening, Commissar. I hope it's filled with your wildest dreams about the Emperor. This is Guardsman Yori signing off. End Vox Log 1.